I got my new D magazine. You guys ever heard of this magazine?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kind of covers the, I guess it covers the Park Cities, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think it's meant to cover all of Dallas.
There's several interesting things. They have the most eligible bachelors in Dallas. Craig, you did not make it in the, in the most eligible bachelors list. I have to acknowledge something, though. I know two of the guys on this list.
Yeah, who made the list? Anybody famous? Like Madonna?
The two guys that I know on this... No, are like regular guys.
Oh, okay.
Not famous. I mean, some of them are very wealthy.
That's why I didn't make the list then.
Because
I'm so famous.
Mark that. I know two of the guys on the list, and there's a reason why they're bachelors. It's because no woman would have them. I don't know how they made the list.
Who are they?
Two guys with a lot of temper.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, and also Joe Bob Briggs has a whole story about topless bars in Dallas and for some reason and why Dallas as a city won't embrace topless bars and keeps trying to run them out of the city. And you know what? Dallas should have a red light district.
Absolutely.
But the problem is that the city will say, okay, you can't have a topless bar within 100 yards of a church. So the topless bars comply. And then the city goes, wait a second, they've complied with that. What's the next thing we can come up with that they have to do? Now the women have to wear pasties. Well, the women start wearing pasties. No, you have to wear different pasties. Okay, we'll wear different pasties. No, now the dancers can't be within 6 feet of you. That's what they're trying to do now. The dancers cannot be within 6 feet of a customer, so no more lap dances or anything.
I thought Dallas kind of did have a red light district, and that's Northwest Highway, basically.
I think they're trying to close that down.
A lot of those places have closed down. Those places I used to go,
Dallas just embrace it? Do you know how much convention business that brings to Dallas that we have, that we were known at one time as the best topless clubs
in America? And now Houston's claiming that spot. Yeah. They get a Super Bowl out of it.
You know what? That's exactly right. It is good for Dallas to have topless clubs.
Houston has passed us, and Atlanta has passed us. They're known as the strip club capital, from what I hear.
And when was the last time Atlanta had a Super Bowl?
A couple years ago.
Yep. So, I think we ought to lead the charge for that. I mean, not commenting on the morality of it, but should we even comment on it? Why can't you just leave it up to the adult to make the choice of whether to go into a topless bar? And all that stuff about it being, and Joe Bob Briggs talks about it in the article, about, well, it's just all the crime that surrounds topless bars. It's not even true.
Yeah.
They don't have
usually
as much...
upscale guys who have a lot of money to spend.
Right, and their parking lots are very well lit, and the places have so much money that they can afford well-lit parking lots and tons of security.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lower Greenville doesn't have a single strip bar, yet they've had a lot of crime lately.
Oh, yeah.
They've got more crime around those restaurants and bars than these strip clubs have around them.
I know. I just don't get the fight against topless bars.
Now, are the big places that are, like, located just off the highway where you can ask, what about me, and things like that? Are they, they're doing well, and they're not, like, being... run off, are they?
I have no idea.
Trying to run them off, too?
I don't know. I didn't write the article, George.
Oh, okay. Well.